people may think from our conversation so far that you've almost worked exclusively with concrete, and that's not the case. For instance, the Museum of Flight, which was a project you undertook with Ibsen Nelson, is a different material. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that project.
Yes, it's one of my favorite projects. This is at Boeing Field, and the configuration of the building, at least the roof line, the sloping roof line, was determined by the flight path to Boeing Field. This building, you know, it had to be relatively low, close to the field. It could rise up as you left the field. And the museum people and the architect wanted a big glass enclosed space. And the roof had to be a planar roof, and it had to be glass enclosed. So the obvious solution was a space truss out of steel. And this is a very large roof. It's like along one side, it's over 300 feet, 200 feet across, and so forth. So it was very interesting to design. There are a lot of space frames around. They call them space frames, really space trusses. But I was able to work out a design here that was, I think, very economical. And it could be fabricated, little tripod sections of the space frame could be fabricated in a fabrication shop and trucked over the highway to the job site, at which point on the ground they'd be erected into larger units by the addition of bottom cord rods or pipes, and it all went together with threads and so forth. Went together very nicely. Then those, with just two temporary shoring towers and the exterior supporting structure in place, you could raise these sections up and set them in place. So it was a very economical construction.